Humanity Protocol wallets drained for 19 Milliamers. H token falls 80% wallets linked to Humanity Protocol were drained for more than $19 million, and the project's H token dropped over 80% in the hours that followed, according to a report from crypto news account Wu Blockchain on June 9, 2026. The on-chain identity project's native token took the brunt of the reaction, with the reported decline wiping out the bulk of its market value in a single move. Details on the exact attack path were still thin at the time of writing. The early report describes a drain of project-linked wallets rather than a confirmed smart contract exploit, a distinction that matters for assigning blame and for estimating how much more is at risk. Until the team or an independent security firm publishes a postmortem, the $19 million figure and the cause should be treated as preliminary. A token that gave back most of its value in hours, an 80% drop is the kind of move that rarely fully reverses. For a token tied to a single project, a decline that steep usually reflects two things at once: holders selling into the news, and thin liquidity that lets each sale push the price further than it would in a deeper market. The combination is why incident-driven crashes overshoot, and why the first printed price after an exploit is often not where the token settles. The timing made it worse. Crypto sentiment was already in extreme fear, with the Fear and Greed Index at 16 and most major assets down double digits on the week as of June 9, 2026. Bitcoin sat near 62,187, Ether near 1,086, and Solana near 6,665. A token-specific shock during a broad risk-off stretch finds fewer buyers willing to step in. On-chain identity meets the oldest crypto risk Humanity Protocol built its pitch around proof of humanity, verifying that a wallet belongs to a real unique person rather than a bot or a duplicate. That use case sits next to airdrops, points programs, and Sybil resistance, areas where a verified human credential carries real economic weight. An incident that drains the project's own wallets is an awkward look for any system whose product is trust. The mechanics of the loss, though, are the same ones that have hit dozens of projects regardless of what they build. Value held in wallets the team controls is only as safe as the keys behind them. The label on the protocol does not change the failure mode when funds move out. The takeaway for anyone holding balances on a platform custody risk is the through line here, and it applies well beyond one token. Anyone who keeps spending money or rewards balances inside a third-party app is trusting that the operator's keys, contracts, and operational security hold up. When they do not, the disclosed product risk is rarely the one that bites. It is the wallet behind the scenes. That is the practical case for moving value you are not actively using into self-custody options, where the keys sit with you rather than with a platform that can be drained or frozen. It is also why programs built on a single project's token deserve a harder look. Cards and reward schemes that depend on staking a volatile token for yield carry exactly the price collapse risk on display today. An 80% drawdown can erase months of accumulated rewards in an afternoon, no matter how attractive the headline rate looked. None of this is unique to identity protocols. The same logic covers exchange balances, custodial card float, and any point system whose value is denominated in a thinly traded asset. The FTX and Wirecard collapses are the extreme versions. A single-day wallet drain is the everyday one.